Washington's child welfare system is failing to adequately serve foster youth with the greatest needs. That's according to a new report out this week from the state's Family and Children's Ombudsman. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins has details.
To understand this crisis, consider the case of a 7-year-old foster child who spent more than a month in an adult psychiatric unit because there was no therapeutic foster home that would take him. After investigating, Washington's Family and Children's Ombudsman concluded the situation was clearly unreasonable and harmful to the child. While extreme, the situation reveals a gap in the system, a lack of placement options. It's also why nearly 200 hard-to-place foster youth spent more than 1,000 nights in hotel rooms between September of last year and September of this year. It's a crisis that's been building, and one the secretary of Washington's new Department of Children, Youth, and Families says he's working to address. That includes asking the governor and lawmakers to put more money into the beleaguered child welfare system and raise reimbursement rates for therapeutic foster homes. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.